Poll: Unvaccinated Floridians say vaccine more damaging to health than contracting the coronavirus. By Hannah Blow on August 25, 2021. Unvaccinated Floridians believe receiving a vaccine for the Chinese coronavirus could be more damaging to their health than contracting the virus. A Quinnipiac University poll released Tuesday found. The survey asked respondents, which comes closest to your situation? You are not planning to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Or you are planning to receive or have already received a COVID-19 vaccine. Overall, the vast majority, 74%, said they have already received the vaccine or plan to do so, while 19% said they don't plan to. Those who indicated they do not plan to get the jab were asked a follow-up question. In general, which do you think would be more damaging to your health? Receiving a COVID-19 vaccine or becoming infected with COVID-19? The vast majority of the unvaccinated, 69%, said receiving a vaccine would be more detrimental to their health, while 20% said becoming infected with the virus posed a greater risk. The news follows the Food and Drug Administration's FDA approval of Pfizer's vaccine for those 16 and older, prompting President Biden to urge private employers to implement vaccine mandates. However, previous surveys indicated that the remaining unvaccinated Americans are solid in their decision to refrain from getting the jab and will not be coerced into doing so, even with the FDA's stamp of approval. An economist/YouGov survey released this month listed a series of scenarios to the unvaccinated, from mandates to doctor and politician recommendations, to get the jab, but they did not budge. A majority of the unvaccinated in that poll, 58%, indicated they would not get the jab even with the full approval of the FDA, and 30% said they did not know. Only 13% indicated they would. The Quinnipiac poll also asked respondents across the board, both the vaccinated and unvaccinated, to indicate how worried they are about becoming infected and seriously ill from the virus. A majority, 56%, said they are either not worried or not too worried, while 26% said they are somewhat worried and 17% said they are very worried. Notably, the virus's survival rate, even before vaccines, was very high and is overwhelmingly believed to currently stand at over 99%. The survey, taken August 17 to 21 among 997 Florida adults, has a margin of error of +/+3.1%. Staten Island hospital workers recently gathered in protest of vaccine mandates, citing personal choice and vaccine horror stories, most of which go unnoticed or unreported by the corporate media, as Breitbart News detailed. Yolanda Modson, a 43-year-old medical assistant, received the Moderna vaccine in December and developed a rash and had a seizure minutes after. According to The Times, the adverse reaction triggered an autoimmune disorder, according to a letter from her doctor, and 8 months after receiving the vaccine, Ms. Modson said she still suffers ailments including short-term memory loss and vertigo. Her experience, recounted among members chatting on the apps, has emboldened those who do not want to get vaccinated, the outlet added. Even the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has acknowledged a likely association between the mRNA vaccines and heart inflammation disorders, primarily in young men, although the Federal Health Agency is urging parents to vaccinate their eligible children anyway. The known and potential benefits of COVID-19 vaccination outweigh the known and potential risks, including the possible risk of myocarditis or pericarditis, the CDC says.